Welcome to the first episode of Review Improve, a podcast dedicated to practical personal growth in the 21st century. I'm your host, Sam Rust, and with me is my co-host, Mr. Bradley Luce. Brad, how are you today?
I am well. I'm excited to get this thing going.
I know, I am too. We've been talking and dreaming a little bit, and it's fun to actually be recording our first audio podcast together. So,
yeah.
But the goal of this podcast, this episode, is really to introduce our podcast and lay out some of the goals that we have both personally for each other in this podcast and for you, our listening audience. Let's go ahead and jump in. Brad, what do you want this podcast to be about? What are we going to be covering here?
Okay, I want this podcast to be about how we can learn from what we are reading and how others can learn with what they are reading and combine how we can learn together. Going through books like self-improvement books, leadership books, economic improvement books, what be it. That's my goal and my take on it.
I think... We've been talking for the last couple of years, really. Brad and I have grown up as friends. I think our parents were on a couple of college campuses together when they were growing up. We've known each other for a long time, but we have a lot of similar interests in reading and in discussing good books, but trying to take it beyond reading. And we've enjoyed challenging each other, particularly since we've both gotten married in the last 2 or 3 years. In improving our lives and taking what we're reading, examining it with a critical eye towards what is actually ideas, thoughts that we can implement in our day-to-day lives and what maybe is a product of our culture and maybe not in such a positive way. So we've had these conversations ongoing, I don't know, Brad, the last 2 or 3 years?
Yeah, if not more than that. I mean, we were probably talking about it without even really knowing what we were talking about years ago growing up. But
excited to just formalize it. We decided after talking so long that we would just go ahead and formalize and see if anybody else would be interested in listening to our thoughts, especially as we've grown in appreciation for different books and really learning from the thought leaders of our day, you know, the Seth Godins of the world, Tim Ferriss, Grant Cardone, Pat Lencioni. There's a lot of different folks out there that have put out a ton of material. It's right at our fingertips, and I'm excited to be going through it with you, Brad, and learning together.
Ultimately, we've never in history of the world have we had this much material and access to information on how to make better use of our time and to just make the most out of every minute. We just need to just take the time to learn how to use it and just challenge each other in it and hold each other accountable and use what time we have and what materials we have. So,
yeah, I completely agree. You know, and that segues right into who we're really trying to reach. And one thing I love about the podcast medium, having been consuming it for a couple of years now, is it allows you to fill otherwise empty slots of your day with opportunities for personal development. In my job, I drive a lot. And when I'm running or exercising, there's some downtime where I'm maybe not engaging my mind to its fullest. I've personally really enjoyed podcasts. I know, Brad, you have also. And really excited to join this medium and hopefully inspire people who listen to go and read good books. If they don't have the time to read good books, hopefully we can provide a good overview of the book and some of the good takeaways that we've taken into our own lives, and our listeners can apply those in theirs as well.
I run into people all the time, every day, that are trying to I'm just trying to figure out how to improve this area of my life, or I'm trying to learn how to do this better, or get rid of this wasted time and gain that back. And so for all those people out there who are trying to do that, and we're all in the same boat trying to do the same thing, let's learn together.
Yeah, I totally agree. I'm excited to do this just at a personal level. Even if we only get 2 people listening, which would be both of our fathers, I would guess. I'm excited to learn and grow in my skills as a podcaster. I think that that, as we mentioned earlier, is a really neat medium. And I'm excited to just grow in my skills to be able to communicate well in an audio way and be able to basically keep a line of thought going, as I just struggled to do. Obviously, that's an area that I can grow in. So I'm excited to grow in that area, to grow in my ability to think critically about books, about ideas, about techniques, about philosophies, about worldviews that the authors we review will share with us, and how we can grow, again, while separating the wheat from the chaff.
Yeah, and so what way are you planning on holding yourself accountable or holding us accountable? I know for myself, just doing this and knowing that I need to learn so I can explain to others, as well as like bounce stuff off you, and also just as I'm reading all these books, it's really a waste of my time if I'm not learning as and growing as well, and whole in using what I'm learning. So, like, what ways are you going to hold yourself accountable, or are you going to make sure that you're learning?
Well, I think for me, every book that we read, I'm going to try to take at least one very practical point away from that book. I want us to be reading, whether it's history or worldview, philosophy, personal development, entrepreneurial, business, any of those books, we can take things from those and apply those lessons to our life, whether it's a warning or an excellent example. And so I want to be making sure that I'm highlighting that in our podcast to keep myself accountable, and also then my hope would be, as we do more of these episodes, that we can go back to some of those things that we've implemented in our lives, or that we've tried to implement in our lives, and share, you know, what was successful, what didn't work as well, and what would we highly recommend to our listeners. I've got a couple of things from books that we haven't reviewed or aren't even going to start out reviewing that I'm excited to share with listeners and with you, Brad. So that, I guess that would be one of the main ways that I would picture keeping myself accountable. How about you?
Yeah, along the same lines. I know I've been talking to a lot of people about this podcast and about what I'm going to be learning. So on one side, I'm going to be held accountable by all those people I've been talking to, which is a good way to learn and grow. But also, as I look at my daily routines, I mean, there's so much time that I can use better and ways I can become more efficient, and even at work during the day. And so I think, like you said, it's come away with one key point. And I really like, for me, I like reading like a quote, like if something jumps out at me from a book and that really strikes a chord with me, I really like kind of chewing on it over for a couple of days and just kind of really seeing how I can apply what that quote is teaching me to what I'm doing, or just the ways I'm going about things. So just basically like having other people hold me accountable, and plus just applying what I'm reading every day to what I'm doing every day.
Yeah. Yeah. When we officially decided that we were going to do this podcast about 3 or 4 weeks ago, I started telling some friends and some family, and it's amazing the level of accountability that brings. The first time I told somebody, it's like, I'm really committing myself to actually doing this. There's a whole level of not necessarily pressure, but just, hey, you've opened yourself up to someone, and they're going to be expecting you to follow through. So it was a good gut check moment for me. And I like to think that I've passed that particular test with flying colors, but
we're on the first one.
The proof will be in the pudding.
We've at least started it, so that's the first step.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So let's see.
I guess to get into some of the nuts and bolts of our podcast, our goal is going to be releasing a podcast every 2 weeks. We're going to be reading somewhat voraciously to accomplish that, but our goal is to be able to read a book. For us, it'll probably be reading a book a week, taking a week to really synthesize that book, come away with some good takeaways, some good thoughts, and then record our podcast then and with an immediate download. So
I was kind of calculating out, and I think we have to do like 25 to 30 pages of an average sized book. Book of the style that we're going to be reading to actually get through this material. So it'll be quite fun.
Yeah. I'm excited that this podcast will keep me accountable in reading. Yeah, I really, really enjoy it. I don't know that I will have ever read for this level before. When I say this level, I read with this much accountability behind it. So I'm excited about that. Where are we going to be releasing our podcast, Brad? I know you're more on the technical end. Where can people find us?
We are going to start with podcast.com and iTunes. Those are two main spots. I'd say the easiest spot to find us at first would be podcast.com. And then as we get accustomed with iTunes and how it works, we will be focusing on that as well. Those are my two focus points in the beginning. So we will keep you guys notified as we release on more platforms and make it more accessible to everyone and their phones and computers and tablets and whatever else they have. So
very good. Well, I'm glad that you're taking on the challenge of getting us onto the interwebs and making us accessible to the masses. I'm excited about that. Both Brad and I are active on Twitter. We are in the process of securing domain name for a website. So that website name will be recorded in another bit, probably, and tacked onto the end of this podcast. I am active on Facebook, and Brad is also active on Instagram, and we're probably both going to have Instagram and Facebook accounts by the time this podcast comes out. So excited to have multiple avenues of being reached.
So we will be coming out with a newsletter, probably to kind of overview what we talked about in the last episode, plus what we're going to be going through in the next episode, just so people can have on the off weeks that we do not release an episode, they'll have some information and something to look forward to and get ready for the next episode and just kind of review what they learned on the last episode. So that will be emailed out. We'll have ways where you guys can contact us and get your email onto that chain. So
very cool. Thanks for spearheading that, Brad. Speaking of newsletters and reviewing and sneak peeks of what's going to come ahead, do you want to provide a little sneak preview?
Yeah. So the book is written by David Marquet. It's called Turn That Ship Around. He is a submarine captain in the U.S. Navy in the 1990s and early 2000s. He discusses leadership techniques, leader versus leader follower, and how to get your organization all thinking in a leadership style mentality and thinking one step ahead. The concepts and ideas he talks about can be applied to both your business, your personal life. He talks about empowering employees and how empowerment alone is not enough to get employees to think at a high level. So I really learned a lot from it, and I'm really excited to talk about it with you and everyone here.
Cool. Well, with that, I think we'll sign off for today. But thanks for joining us for the very first episode of Review Improve. We look forward to putting out many more and learning together. Thanks.